Hey guys, JP Fluellen here, Titan Real Estate Team at Real. And in today's video, we're going to talk about four words that you should never, ever, ever, ever use again in your scripting. And so the first two we're going to talk about are make sense. Because when you use those words in any kind of conversation, there's only two outcomes. Either you don't know what you're talking about, or the other person is stupid. And you never want to make the other person feel stupid. Because when you're having a conversation, you're like, hey, you know, thanks for reaching out. Just wanted to explain to you how the, you know, if you're making an offer that's contingent, that if you don't get your house under contract, the person can continue to market that property and then you might lose out. Make sense? And then they're like, well, you just told me, so obviously, yeah, it makes sense. Or today is my first day learning the English language and I don't know exactly what you're talking about. So there's that. The other one that you don't want to use anymore is fair enough. Because obviously the opposite of what fair enough is that it's not fair. So when you're trying to have conversations and you're using certain what do they call them, colloquialisms or whatever, these words that are hyper local to the field that you're in, that some guru down the road or you picked it up from some salesperson that you've been working with over the years, and you start using these words and people just pick up on what you're saying and then you use it, and yet nobody has ever said, hey man, you really made me feel like crap by using the— actually, I take that back. My wife has actually made me feel like crap. She's like, I absolutely hate it when you say make sense. I'm not stupid. So don't say fair enough or make sense anymore in your sentencing, because you want to be of service to your clients. So please, please, please stop using that in your language. And it will make a big difference. You're going to be able to not lose clients magically because they fell off the planet because you just subconsciously made them feel stupid. So let's not do that. So again, going back to the fair enough thing, hey, let's go look at a few properties today. And then at the end of those properties we look at, we'll go ahead and decide to make an offer. Fair enough. So when you're using those words, let's just think more clearly about how we can continue to transition these types of language patterns that we use. And then the last one, this is a bonus, is OIC. Because if you use OIC, you know, this is not like the letter O and the I and a C, but like O-H, I see, oh, I see, or, you know, oh, I see. Because when you use those kinds of words, that's like, you know, hey, impress me. You know, I'm not really impressed by what you're telling me. Or I'm really having a hard time comprehending what you're saying. And so I'm just going to say that because I really don't know what you're saying, but I'm afraid to ask questions. So that's what it could be as well. So let's ask better questions. Let's phrase our scripts a lot better than how we have been. And let's give our clients the respect that they deserve. All right, I'm JP Fluellen, Titan Real Estate Team. I hope this helps to help you guys get better scripts. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace. You made it to the end of this video. If you'd like to see more of what's going on our channel, you can watch that video, you can watch that video, or you could subscribe. Catch you next time. Peace.